So I'd never called a baseball game. I love the Yankees. I'm so used to pulling up to the stadium and doing the things that I used to do, but now I am part of the broadcast. And what was the highlight? The highlight was obviously the roll call. When I heard them chant Keith McPherson, that goes back to high school too. I hadn't heard Keith McPherson chanted like that since high school football. And I almost cried on air. And you guys have heard me cry on this microphone. It's emotional, man. It's a dream come true. And I had my binoculars, and I was able to look out to 203 and see everybody. And I was just like, man, this is nuts. Like, I don't play for the Yankees. I'm not a player. John Sterling got a roll call on his day, you know, his last day on his day being honored on his way out, his last day on the broadcast. I got a roll call on my first day doing it and my second day. That was a highlight. I'll never forget that. I cannot wait until my son gets older and learns about the roll call, and then I can go to the video, and, you know, his name's Jackson McPherson, and he can watch the video and hear the roll call, Keith McPherson, and look at me and understand, like, what it took to get there. But the real highlight for me, two things. Susan's keys to the game. I got to write out my keys to the game. I nailed them. If you guys remember what I was saying, like, I was spot on with my predictions of what needed to happen. I'm trying to remember now. I said Nestor needed to go 6-7 innings. I said Luis Gil needed to have his command, his control, and dominate the lineup, and he did that the next game. I talked about the offense continuing to roll behind Aaron Judge. That first game, Aaron Judge hits that home run in the first inning to break it open, and everybody could relax. I talked about in the second game the bottom of the order getting going, saying that, hey, you know, the middle of the order is doing it. You bottom of the order guys get going too. And Trevi hit a homer. John Birdie got a hit. What else? I don't know. There's a few things. So I just like that, you know, what I put out there for my keys to the game kind of came true. And then the other highlight that you guys didn't see, and it's just funny because I read everything on the internet, and I'm like, man, there's so many bozos on the internet that'll never get close to doing this stuff, and they just are so critical and negative. You know, somebody's like, he didn't talk for the whole eighth inning or ninth inning. Yeah, because I had to get escorted downstairs, which I'd never been, through the tunnel downstairs to the visitor's dugout and come up on the field. Like, I had to leave in the eighth inning to do Susan Star of the game, and it was literally an out of body experience. I've been on the field for photo day, but I never thought I would be on the field. Like, they play Frank and you hear bum bum bum, and everybody runs, the camera guys run, the field crew runs, they're shaking hands. The first day I just was in awe. I'm just singing Stodge, spreading the news, looking up at the lights and the fans all celebrating. And by the time I got to Zillow, Zillow's like, you got to hurry up. You got to get over here. You got to tell me what player you want. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to do. Like, I'm like, I'll take Giancarlo Stanton. And I talked to Stanton, and I said to Stanton, I let him know that him and Judge were the first duo with double-digit homers in the AL. That has changed. Now, we've got Soto in that group. And I asked him, I'm like, that first ball you hit off the wall, what did you do between innings? Did you take a look at it on the iPad? Like, what did you do? The first one you hit off the wall, the second one you hit out like a rocket. And he's like, oh, I went in and I did some push-ups in between. So I took that little nugget and I saved it for the next day. And Giancarlo Stanton comes up. He hits a ball off the wall on Saturday. And on the broadcast, I say, hey, I bet you he's going to do some push-ups in between and hit the next one out. Spot on. Called it again. And then Major League Baseball used that call in their game recap. That's forever on film room. I can show my kid. It's me laughing about, hey, he did some push-ups. The first one didn't go out. He did some push-ups, hit the second one out. The same thing happened last night. So, man, it was special for me to get to do that. And those were the highlights. The roll call, my keys to the game actually coming true and being correct. And then getting to go on the field and be in the... I got to walk through the Yankees dugout. I got to lay eyes on the clubhouse. I got to dap up Juan Soto. Bro, I saw El Duque. Like, I was freaking out. El Duque was just chilling there. Like, it was cool. Like nothing. Like, El Duque was just hanging out like he wasn't Orlando Hernandez. El Duque. Like, you know, when you're a kid, you're doing the high knee kick. And, like, everybody, I used to curve my hat like him. So, I started talking to him. I asked him for a video. He was so nice about it. And Universe Never Unconnects. Luis Gil broke his rookie record that day. He threw out the first pitch. Man, I'll never forget that stuff. It was everything to me. If I never get to do it again, that was perfect. And I know I messed up 20 different times. And shout out to Rick and Connor and Justin helping me, because they could tell my heart is beating a thousand miles a minute. And I was just trying to keep my composure, keep it together, not overstep boundaries, not talk too much. And in this pitch clock era, right, the first game I got Nestor Cortez on the mound. Nestor's going to do a little leg kick, turn his back, take his time, and then he's going to quick pitch you. So you got to watch all that and not talk over the pitch, because everybody listening wants to hear the balls and strikes and what happens in the play. So, yeah, that was fun. Anyway.
I was here doing it from here, the producing in the studio, and even like in the first inning, I could hear, like, I hear the creatures giving you the roll call. I'm like, there's no way. And I was like,
that's what I said. I said, oh wow. And I like, so
yeah, I could hear you say wow.
I moved the mic from my mouth, and that's another thing too. It's a headset, not a microphone like this. That's a different experience.
Yeah.
Everything you do, they hear, right? We listen to the game every night. You hear Susan. You get everything. I just did not want to cry. I'm like, I can't. I've cried on WFAN twice in regards to my brother, and then Sam from Monmouth County telling me, you know, how his brother passed, and he was listening to my show when he went to go see him at Memorial Sloan Kettering as a way to escape. And I'm like, I can't be the guy that cries. Like, there's no crying in baseball, Edwin Diaz. So 888-808-1019. Barry's in Freehold. Barry, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I just want to say Joe stole my thunder. I was going to ask you pretty much exactly the same thing that he asked you. But so I just want to say, number one, I've been listening to you since day one on WFAN, and you are terrific, my friend. And I truly mean that. Number two, listening to you last weekend, and I'm sorry I'm calling so late on it. This is my first opportunity. But listening to you with those two games last week, man, let me tell you something. It was refreshing, because you were coming at it not only as a commentator, but as a fan. And that came through, and that's really refreshing. And I think finding that as your own way, perfect, man. 10 stars. Ten stars, man. Keep doing what you do, brother. And you know what? Jay Shaq and K-Mac, hopefully it'll be a new team. I'm hoping you're going to call more games. God bless you, brother. I'm going to hang up and listen. But seriously, I think you are wonderful. And your struggle early on, look, man, God bless you. And it's paying dividends for you now, brother, and may continue in the future.
Thank you, Barry. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, Jay Shaq and K-Mac, just something quickly I came up with before we went on. Yeah, I'm glad people enjoyed it, because it's nerve-wracking. Man, Friday night, I didn't sleep at all. I didn't sleep at all, and the turnaround is so fast. It made me understand why John was like, I don't want to work anymore, because the turnaround from a Friday night game to try and go to sleep, come down from that, go to sleep, get up, and come right back to the ballpark. Like, Booney on Saturday, Boone was kind of, you know, messing with me on the field. He goes, if you're doing Susan's job, you're supposed to come here early. You're supposed to come to the clubhouse, interview me for the managers. I'm like, nah, I'm not like that. I'm not a reporter. I'm not trying to overstep. I'm filling in for Susan, but I'm doing what they told me to do. I'm not trying to, you know, he was just, you know, making a joke, but like, it was crazy. Even, you know, Shackle, when I went back up, he's like, what did Booney say to you on the field? I'm like, I have a relationship with Boone now, because I did an event with him and, you know, was able to talk to him. And it's not the first time I was around him. And in spring training, he told me to come down to the clubhouse, but I got sick and I didn't do it. So then now when he sees me on the field, he's like, if you're doing Susan's job, you're supposed to come to the clubhouse. I told him, like, nah, I'm scared. Like, I'm not a reporter. I feel like I don't belong. Like, I've always come to the stadium as a fan. And on the broadcast, I had to, like, turn my fan down. Like, I want to bark, but I have a headset on. The two out whale. I'm looking at everybody like, yo, get up, clap, make noise, come on. They're doing the wave. I'm like, yo, somebody stop that. So it was a lot of fun for me. I try to tell people on air, don't take me so seriously, bro. I'm having the time of my life. I'm blessed that I've gotten to this point just being a fan. I'm blessed that people in the Yankee organization and WFAN thought enough to put me in that seat, and I did the best that I could on no sleep, on short notice, and never calling a baseball game before. And I think it was just a little one-off alternate, and I'm glad people enjoyed it. So thank you, guys.